Hillman on cliffcentral.com.
Everybody speaks about digital and the state of digital in South Africa, but there are an unbelievable group of people who are making it their mission and make it their mission every single day to guide and shape an industry that without these people would be left very uncontrolled and left to its own devices. The lady that sits at the helm of that is the CEO of the IAB South Africa, Josephine Buys, and she joins us now to tell us about how exciting her 9-to-5 is. She's not going to pass any shade at magazines or any traditional media. She's going to embrace all of them because everybody has a place. But it seems like 2016 and the years that are going to follow are really going to be a space for digital to pack its own punch and show us what it's got. This is incredibly exciting time to be working in marketing with what digital presents. Let's kick it off, Josephine, with what you do over at the IAB.
Thanks, Ari. Well, first of all, it's not a 9-to-5. there are only two of us at the organization that are on the full-time payroll, so we have to be a little bit more dedicated than 9-to-5, which we do willingly. And as you've pointed out, it's an organization that's run very much on voluntary expertise of people in the industry who give of their time and expertise purely for the growth of digital in South Africa. So even though there are only two of us on the payroll, I'd say we've probably got up to 100 people who are actually working and volunteering for the IAB at any one time. And as you've pointed out, you know, digital, it changes at a lightning speed. So we can't rest on our laurels. You know, something that happens today could be dated in a week's time. It could be dated in 3 hours. I mean, you know, has somebody landed yet? It's a reality in our lives. So we can't rest on our laurels. We have to make sure that we're in touch with what's happening both globally and in our own industry. I definitely wouldn't give shade to magazines or newspapers. I was born and bred in print. And I think that, you know, print titles will become very niche and quite valuable as digital grows. So I'm always going to be happy to lie back on my hammock with a magazine or a book, as well as my devices on hand as well. I think, you know, to sum the IAB up, it really is an organization that's looking after digital, not only on behalf of media in marketing, but on behalf of the public as well.
I mean, it's quite something. You speak about growing, and growth is a fantastic thing, but in order for a tree to look a certain way, you have to shape it and you have to trim it and you have to figure out how you're going to grow that. And you have to figure out also how you're going to grow an industry. I mean, some of the research in that you guys are putting out and some of the insights that you're garnering in terms of just setting industry standards around what people might even get paid in the future, what they're getting paid now, it's unbelievable work. And when you walk into the office every day and you have to shape an industry, how do you begin to execute and sort of, you know, pinpoint what a vision for that organization is going to be?
Well, again, I think we do rely on the aforementioned luminaries that are, you know, they've been in this game for a long, long time and they've seen the changes. We rely on them a lot, but we're very lucky. We're part of a global network as well. We're number 42, I think, around the world, the only one in Africa at present. And that was largely due to the success of we were formerly the DMMA, as you probably know. So because there was an existing structure in place, the IAB internationally recognized us as a good country, certainly as a break into Africa, but because we already had this structure in place. And we're lucky because we're not that far behind the world anymore. I remember, you know, when I moved out here many, many years ago, we had to wait for movies to come out here several months or weeks later than the rest of the world. Digital isn't like that. We actually have some early adoptions here that have been embraced by other countries. So we're lucky in a sense that we have that knowledge as well that we can rely on the IAB global network. There's lots of white papers and benchmarking that we can look at, and we can either adopt it for our market or we can repurpose it. So, for example, at IAB Mix recently, they launched a digital media buying and planning certification. It's an international certification, obviously. And we've got five of our top strategists in South Africa who are, as we speak, evaluating that to make sure that it is regionalized for our market and making sure that that's relevant for the people in South Africa. So we have that opportunity where we've got all of that material available to us to be able to contextualize for the South African market.
What must be so exciting for you is that it's uncharted territory in a South African context, and the way that we consume digital is going to be different to how other countries consume digital. What is it for you that makes the South African digital context so unique and so exciting?
Well, obviously, being in a mobile-first continent is very particular to how digital is going to grow in this country. And I think the beauty for me is if I look at things like M-Pesa, that's to use Toby Shuckshuck's expression, that comes out of being a dark continent. We have to come up with innovations. Mm-hmm. If we wait for the rest of the world, we could get left behind. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of opportunity. I love the startups and the ideas and the innovation that's coming out of South Africa and Africa. And I think that is largely due to some of the challenges that we face. So as exciting as it is, it is also very challenging. I think we're rising to that as a nation and as a continent. The next billion is expected to come online between Africa and Asia. And with the prevalence of smartphones and them coming down in price, we're going to have a lot more people having access to the internet. And I think, you know, we as our media and marketers, they're adapting quite fluidly to be able to accommodate that in this market. That is what makes us quite different to the rest of the world.
You speak about rising to the occasion. I would imagine that there's no greater significance that you are rising to the occasion if you have a bookmark award on your bookshelf. That would be the ultimate test of if you as an organization or a person are rising to the occasion of digital. Let's talk for a second about the bookmark awards and what they're about and what people can expect from the upcoming bookmark awards, because I know that we're in the thick of the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, entry season is open. And I think most people will know the bookmark awards have been around. We're in our 9th year now. Huh. It recognizes and rewards excellence in digital media and marketing. So what we're looking for are the tall poppies in the industry. But it's not just about creativity, which is very important. You know, that's a big factor in the judging process. But it's also about the efficacy of the advertising as well. So ROI plays a big part in the role of winning bookmarks. A question that I often get asked is, you know, why is it called bookmarks? Obviously, this decision predates me. but it did come along from the world of digital and bookmarking things on your desktop. But we have got the nod to digital by the fact that they are pixels that are awarded. So yeah, even though the pixels might be on the bookshelf, it still is a nod to digital.
How would you say that the awards have evolved over the years? They're in their 9th year now, and you've been there for a large portion of that. How have you seen this toddler turn into a young grade three?
Well, I can't really take the credit for the beginning because I have actually only been with the company since we became the IAB 2 years ago. So we had a very strong platform that was handed over to us by Nikki Cocroft, who started this under the banner of the DMMA. And so the original thinking was because digital was so new, there needed to be an opportunity for people to be able to showcase their work. Mm. I think also to get clients used to this brave new world of digital that they weren't used to and seeing the award-winning work and understanding why. What we've managed to do since I've taken on the role is to actually evolve those categories, because as we've mentioned, everything changes so quickly in digital that we can't sit with the same awards categories that we had 5 years ago or even 3 years ago or even a year ago. So we were very fortunate through our agency council, our publisher council, and several other of our volunteers where we workshopped actually earlier this year, and we had several of our judges. They gave of their time as well. I'm always very grateful to them. Again, industry luminaries that really know the industry, that are willing to give that time, come and sit with us for a half-day workshop and tell us what worked and what didn't, what they'd like to see more of, and what categories and criteria we should be considering. So we had a fantastic workshop earlier this year, which resulted in a lineup of quite a few new entering categories that are coming up for next year. And I think it's allowing us to broaden our reach to more than just digital media marketing. You know, anybody that's doing anything with technology now has an opportunity to be recognized. It's much broader than just media and marketing.
Well, I really want to get the 18-year-old aspiring digital marketing superstar excited about their future. So let's get into some of these categories. You know, you've got to have stuff to put on the vision board. What are we adding to the vision board this year?
Okay, so we've got some new categories, online video series, innovative use of mobile media. That goes to what we were speaking about earlier. I think that's quite important. Use of programmatic media. People have gotten more used to it now. So we're going to have examples now of where they've used it successfully. Chat messaging and dark social, obviously very key at the moment. Online photography, a very important one.
Cool.
Yeah. I see sparkle in your eye.
Yeah, it's
Ari.
Very cool.
Live event coverage, you know, a lot of that's moving into as well as streaming services, you'll be pleased to hear. One of them that is very close to my heart, having launched the Transformation Council earlier this year, with a commitment to transformation in the digital industry in particular, we're looking to recognize any organization who's made the most convincing contribution to growing diversity in the digital industry in line with the overall goals for an integrated South Africa. This could be through any meaningful mechanism ranging from ownership to participation. The best CTO, we're looking for an individual in a brand who most supports, encourages, and succeeds by using digital channels. And another particular favorite of mine, and I love the name of it as well, can't take credit for it, Pixel for Purpose. This will be awarded for a piece of work, a site, app, publication, any other digital piece that made a significant positive social impact. The winner there will have to have conclusively proven that the idea worked, because again, we talk about the efficacy of the campaigns as well. But I think this is a great opportunity when we look at how purpose-driven marketing is on the rise. I think this is a really good opportunity for looking at the people who are making a difference in that space.
I mean, it's, you know, speaking to you, I kind of just am reminded of when I was at marketing 2A over at Wits and what they used to tell us about what a marketer is. And, you know, in this context, when I think of what a marketer is, for me, and it's coming from a very personal perspective, I guess, I think from both an efficacy perspective and a creative perspective, there is no greater place to play than digital. I mean, it really is limitless. And in terms of showcasing creativity and efficacy, digital just, it really makes it a lot easier to quantify stuff, right?
Well, we'd like to think so. You know, there is still some challenges. You know, one of the things that we do as the IAB is we work with a single measurement currency so that everybody's singing off the same hymn sheet. And I know that, you know, back in the beginning of digital, I was in magazines at the time. So what scared us was that digital was claiming we can give you this measurement, we can claim the numbers, and it's all very transparent. It's not quite as easy as that, but I think ultimately what we have learned as an industry is exactly how we can show the efficacy of these campaigns, and whether it be for a call to action such as an actual sale, signing up for a newsletter, or just brand awareness. There are many, many ways now for us to be able to prove that efficacy to the spenders, who are obviously the ones that we serve first. You know, where our ultimate goal is not only to build trust and knowledge in digital, but also to build spend. We'd like the ad spend to move across to digital because that's where the consumers are going.
Absolutely. And we know that globally, it's becoming a large chunk of everybody's budget, and certainly locally as well through organizations such as yourself. I think it's starting to convince some people who may have put all their money on traditional to maybe look at things in a different direction.
Yeah, I mean, you've got markets, definitely the US, the UK, Canada, and I think Australia recently, their digital ad spend has outstripped all other media. So obviously they're very different markets to ours, we understand that, but we're quite pleased that this year we managed to put together we've done the PwC online ad spend report for the third year in a row. Again, we started this when we became the IAB almost 3 years ago. And the publisher side, we managed to get some very good numbers for the first 2 years, but we realized that we're missing some of that ad spend result from the buy side. So I'm really pleased, and I'd love to do a shout out to the agency side as well this year that committed to submitting those numbers to PwC. And what it's done is it's given us a far more robust report this year. We've got a way to go. It's kind of baby steps, but it does definitely show that that growth is happening and gives everybody something to benchmark against when they're considering what that digital spend should be. You know, again, I'm not knocking traditional media. I think, you know, for me, it's all about collaboration, convergence. You know, we're multi-screened now. So it's not to say that your TV or your print or your online or your radio is not going to get that recognition, but you have to converge that with your digital, I believe, to get the best results.
And have one message across all platforms, one way to connect with people. I know that just before the Bookmark Awards, something very special happens in the day as well, where all the cool kids hang out and share how to get cool like the other cool kids. It's, of course, the IAB Digital Summit. I love the word summit. So I have no doubt that something amazing happens in that period of time as well, because a lot of it's about education too. In order to get to the bookmarks and to win a bookmark, you've got to do stuff differently. And sometimes it's important to connect with people that are doing stuff differently to learn and then make it your own.
What I like, I love that you point out the word summit, because for me the summit is when you get the highest view and you can see what lies beyond. And that's exactly what we do at the IAB Digital Summit. We get speakers who are experts in their own fields, talk to us about what is now, because obviously digital is now, and what is coming soon. I was at IAB Mix, that's the global summit, earlier this month, and they were talking very much about customer centricity. It's coming back to personalization. And I think, you know, one of the things as not only someone who represents digital, but as a consumer as well, one of the things that we do get irritated with on the internet, let's be honest, is when we feel like we're being chased around by ads, particularly if you've already bought the product. There's a lot of innovation that's coming along with data, big data, first and third party data, and there's the new second party data that's coming into play now. These are things that I think all of our members will be interested to hear about for the next year coming ahead, because as we start embracing AR and visual reality and virtual reality and 360, you know, we're going to have to change our direction somewhat in order to stay current with anybody and particularly I think with the millennials who are really focusing very much on digital. We need to be aware of as much as that as we can. So what we do as the IB is we make sure that we find the right experts in their fields, bring them along. It's a very, very tight program. It's not a long day because we do have the bookmarks in the evening. So we want to make sure that we don't exhaust people. So it's a very laser point kind of TEDx style 15-minute talks from experts who will be available as well thereafter. And it's from 9 until 3. So it means that people can get in and get out of the traffic and make sure that they leave with information that they can take back and use immediately in their workspace.
Absolutely. Sounds fantastic. The IAB Digital Summit and the Bookmark Awards. I kind of want to wrap it up with this. As a human being, from a human level, and somebody that's interested in society and how human beings are evolving, when you look at digital and you start to think how we might one day look back on this period in time from an evolution perspective and from a very human emotive perspective, what is it that you think, or how do you think digital is enhancing humanity? A very philosophical sort of space too.
It is quite, and very unprepared question. But what I can say is, living very far away from my family in the UK, digital offers... It really has made us into a global village. It's offered us an opportunity. I remember when I moved out to this country, standing at a ticky box, putting in rand coins on Christmas Day to phone my mum to say happy Christmas, happy birthday, happy Mother's Day, whatever the occasion was. You know, I start every single day now with a WhatsApp message or some kind of messaging to my mum. We FaceTime or Skype at least once a week. It's really brought us all closer. My fear, I suppose, is that technology, with all the blessings that it brings us, it is stopping us from looking up. I am just a little bit nervous about the fact that we're spending too much of our lives in my family. We have iTime, as in EYE time, and we have to get off all the devices and we actually allow that time with family. I think it's very important to do that as well. As much as I love digital, I think we mustn't forget to keep our feet on the ground and look up at the sky from time to time, because there is a whole world that we don't necessarily get to see if we're constantly looking at our devices. As much as that's important for me and my members, I do think it's important as the human race to make sure that we stay connected to one another physically as well.
Absolutely. I love that. What is digital? It's no longer putting rand coins into the telephone machine. What an inconvenience. Don't have to do that anymore. Listen, it's been so cool having you hang around. One final sentence from Josephine Byers, the CEO of the IAB SA. If I've learned one thing, and it can even be a shameless plug to enter the Bookmark Awards, you want.
I suppose it should be, but I think, you know, I think I'm actually going to turn that on its head and say, you know, we can make a difference with digital.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing how we're doing that with those people who are going to enter the bookmarks very soon, please. The deadline's looming. And we really hope to see our digirati come out and support us and gain some knowledge and recognition at the Summit and Bookmarks in March.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by. And I guess on behalf of an industry that would be very unregulated and unsure about where it's heading, thank you very much. That there is the CEO of the IAB SA, Josephine Byers. Josephine, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you, Ari. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.